Thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Watchman on the Wall podcast. Periodically, we'll bring you true stories of angelic encounters, heavenly visitations, near-death experiences, as well as modern-day prophecies that are relevant to us today. When we come back, we'll begin our next episode. Hello again, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, Chris Reed talks about a dream he had about an attack on America. Now, most of you know who've listened to this podcast before that Chris Reed, who we've had on here before, is a very accurate prophet and a very holy man. He says, as goes Israel, so goes America. So without further ado, I want to play a clip of his latest prophetic dream about an attack on America.
Hello, this is Chris Reed, and this is a Morningstar Journal News special alert. On October the 7th, 2023, Palestinian terrorist groups led by Hamas launched a large-scale invasion and offensive against Israel from the Gaza Strip. The attack has been called Israel's 9/11 because the attack led to a catastrophic civilian death toll. As of now, over 1,200 Israelis and 22 American citizens were murdered in cold blood, including infants, children, and the elderly, as terrorists went house to house through Israeli villages after border walls were breached. In fact, I was in a few of those villages last year myself. An Israeli music festival also saw hundreds of young Israelis murdered in cold blood by Hamas terrorists who breached the wall using paragliders. Now, this was a planned terrorist attack staged with the support of jihadist nations, most notably Iran. It was a surprise attack because Israeli intelligence failed to anticipate the breach of their defenses that happened, including the bombardment of the Iron Dome missile defense system and the disablement of high-tech walls that were designed to detect tampering. They basically overwhelmed the Iron Dome. The attack included countless atrocities and war crimes borrowed from the ISIS playbook. In fact, on the news now, they're even saying this is ISIS activity. They found ISIS badges and flags on the bodies of the terrorists who were killed. Women and children were raped in front of parents and spouses. The elderly were executed point blank. This was disgusting. Hundreds of hostages were taken and are now being used by Hamas to demand that Israel halt its counterattack. It's not known exactly how many of these hostages are Americans, but we know they are there. Now, Hamas has threatened to execute one hostage for every hour that Israel responds to the attack with a justified use of force. Israel has now become united in its response to decisively deal with the terrorist threat of Hamas under the leadership of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The surprise attack is the worst anti-Semitic attack since the Holocaust, since the days of Adolf Hitler. And this has galvanized and united the Jewish people around the world. Now, I want to share with you a very significant dream. That this is the first time I've shared this publicly. I've also shared this with Sid Roth in an interview that I have conducted with him today. I had this dream on Saturday night, October the 8th, 2023. And this dream I called the U.S. Terrorist Cells from the Southern Border. Now, I hesitated to share this for several days, and I didn't get permission from the Lord to share it because I wanted to prayerfully contemplate it. But after much contemplation, I decided to share it, and I'm glad that I'm sharing it now so that you can be aware, not in fear, but in high alert with situational awareness, with an increasing of prophetic discernment to know the times and seasons. On October the 8th, 2023, that Saturday night, I had a dream. And in this dream, I saw a map of the United States. And I saw that through the American southern border, amidst the 6 million plus illegal immigrants who have come across the southern border since President Biden took office, amidst those people, not all of them are bad, but infiltrating, coming through those millions of people that have crossed illegally, there I saw thousands of trained terrorists from the Middle East countries that have crossed illegally into the U.S. In the dream, it was the most strange and unique scenario. I was given a cell phone and was somehow able to read encrypted communications explaining the coordinated plan of terrorists for America to hijack the government and to ultimately bring destruction here at home. I remember somehow being able to read the words, quote, "So goes Israel, so goes America," unquote. The attack, as you know, in Israel came through the southern border at a breach of security and intelligence. And in this dream, the same thing happened at the U.S. southern border. Many of those who have come across our U.S. southern border, as I said, are not evil people, but many people from Middle Eastern nations have come across the southern border the last almost 3 years and are trained terrorists. I know for a fact in 1 month this year, they caught, now these are the ones they caught, more terrorists in that were on the terrorist watch list in 1 month than they caught the entire time of the 4 years of the Trump administration. Now, these terrorists from Middle Eastern countries have taken advantage of the open U.S. southern border, especially since the disastrous Afghanistan pullout, which basically not only allowed Afghanistan to be taken over by terrorists, but we left weapons and highly valuable, expensive armor, artillery of the U.S. military there. And it looks like from pictures on the news that they are using, the terrorists are using the weaponry that was left by the U.S. from the disastrous Afghanistan pullout in August of 2021. So Afghanistan became since then a breeding ground for terrorists. In the dream, I saw jihad resurge as a result of the vacuum left in Afghanistan from the U.S. pullout. I read on this cell phone in the dream which nations the terrorists were coming from. And I remembered seeing the Stan nations, the nations that the name ended with Stan, such as Afghanistan or Pakistan or Uzbekistan. Now, in this dream, they were working in coordination with the cartels at the southern border to get these individuals into the United States. And once they got across the southern border into the U.S., they would relocate themselves in the United States accordingly, as they were told from command that they were somehow receiving communications through this technological device. I was given a cell phone. I then saw at least 12 dormant terrorist cells on the U.S. map. And these terrorists that infiltrated at the southern border were mostly taking shelter initially in sanctuary cities. And once they got there through this communication device, they were given contacts of like-minded terrorists in those local areas they were relocating to connect with upon their arrival. They could work in those communities where they could now establish themselves, establish a life, and they were promised from command, the one that was giving them instructions through technology, that if they would comply, their families would be rewarded financially, and that they were promised rewards in the afterlife if they complied. There were 12 places I saw in the U.S. that were sleeper cells, dormant terrorist cells, and I saw a few places on the map where they were. I remember seeing Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Texas, the Carolinas, and the Northeast, the New England area, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, in that area. The plan was this. It was to control the actions of the U.S. government and to dictate our foreign policy and our response to events in the world, and they would control how we would function with our defense, our response to world events, by blackmailing the U.S. government. It was this, quote, if you do this in any particular situation, we will coordinate a response, ultimately the final one being a detonation of explosives, if the government didn't comply with their wishes. The demands were clear. Number one, in the dream I was shown, the demands upon the U.S. government were, don't use the U.S. military to attack or fight against Islamic terrorists. Number two, continue to send funds to Iran and other terrorist states to support them in the name of foreign aid. Number three, they had pictures, explicit in nature, of U.S. politicians in every branch of our government that they threatened to use if the U.S. crossed their red line. Number four, explosions were the last step. But before that, they could attack the infrastructure with technological disruptions, blackouts, and other technological disruptions as a means of controlling the U.S. government and our response and our ability to defend and go on the offense. They could also coordinate through this technology of communication, they could coordinate with mass shootings or mass knife attacks, or they could take hostages in various places in the United States for ransom money. I then finally saw a detonation happen across the U.S. with smoke clouds all over the map, rubble, destruction, and disaster. I woke up, and it has troubled me for days. I couldn't even talk about it to anybody for 2 days. But I woke up, and I knew that if action was taken now, this was a warning. And just like when God told Jonah, go to Nineveh, because he was going to bring judgment on Nineveh, if they would repent or take action, that judgment they could be spared. And ultimately, Nineveh was spared for a season. The judgment that was predicted or prophesied didn't come immediately. Just like Hezekiah was told, get your house in order, you're going to die. That was a prophetic word. But by his repentance and his response and turning his face to the wall, the Lord added 15 years of his life. And I knew, just like this attack that came from the southern border in the U.S., this attack that they are also planning in the U.S. has come through people coming through our southern border. We need to pray and watch and listen and be alert and be like the sons of Issachar who know the times and seasons. We need to be able to have a serious level of spiritual awareness and situational awareness. We need to be trained on disaster response, disaster prevention, and we need to know the warning signs around us, wherever you live, of the warning signs and evidences of this dream that I saw, these 12 terrorist cells that are currently sleeping or dormant that can activate upon command.
Hello again, this is The Watchman. Please join us each week for an exciting and inspirational podcast dealing with angel encounters, heavenly visitations, near-death experiences, as well as modern-day prophecies that are relevant to us today. So tune in each week and share it with your friends. After all, they could use a little inspiration in their life, too. That's the Watchman on the Wall podcast, and now you can find us on YouTube. Now in part two of our podcast, Chris Reed talks more about his dream, but talks about where we go from here, how to prepare, and what's going to happen if we don't prepare now.
This is a serious prophetic dream. I haven't had a dream like this since the $50 bill dream. Okay? And I know that prayer and human will can affect the outcome. And this is given as a warning, and I think that we can change the result of this. But if we don't, what I saw would happen. Now, getting back to Israel, there's great prophetic significance to this war. The attack was launched only one day from the exact 50-year anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. The attack that happened this year, just recently, was on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot, which was the last and greatest day of the feast, and that's mentioned in John 7:37. Israel is central to many of the Lord's promises for the end times. I've often said, if you want to know what time it is, look at your watch. If you want to know what the prophetic time is, or eschatological time clock, look at Israel. And I'm certainly not the only one who's ever said that. Because Israel is central to many of the end time promises, what is happening there often serves as a marker of what time it is on God's time clock. As believers, we are grafted into Israel. We didn't replace Israel, we were grafted into Israel and have a biblical mandate to provoke the Jews to jealousy as Gentile believers and to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So even if you don't agree with that eschatological view or think that natural Israel has any future promises, you can still pray for the peace of Jerusalem, which is a biblical command in Psalm 122, verse 6. And God has promised that he will, quote, bless those nations who bless Israel and curse those nations who curse Israel, Genesis 12 and 3. So how we respond to what's happening in Israel individually and how we respond as a nation with our support or with our condemnation will affect our individual and our national trajectory for many years to come. Now, this also is in coordination with a dream that Rick Joyner had about Israel. It's also available on MorningstarTV.com. And you can look for the title graphic for the Vision Conference, Prepare for War in 2024. And we chose the name for that Vision Conference, our end of the year conference, before that war started in Israel. So I encourage you to check out Rick's dream, okay? And also encourage you to check out the advertisement for our Vision Conference, and you can register to come for that conference at the end of December here at Morningstar, here in Fort Mill, South Carolina. We're just 15 minutes south of Charlotte. And that's where I also release the prophecies, as I've done the last 5 years or so, what I see coming the next year and beyond. But the title for the Vision Conference is Prepare for War in 2024. Now, Hamas issues a call to all Muslims. Now, I had this dream and shared it earlier this week, Tuesday, for the first time with the staff. And since then, even though this is the first time I'm sharing it publicly and with Sid Roth, Hamas has issued a call to Muslims everywhere to make Friday, October the 13th, a, quote, day of jihad, unquote, referring to it as Al-Aqsa Flood Friday. It's a call for Muslims and Arabs to mobilize and participate actively and presumably initiate acts of terror, which Hamas has already done in Israel, that killed innocent civilians. Hamas particularly called on Palestinians and Arabs in East Jerusalem and all of Israel to rise up against Israeli soldiers and revolt against the state. Some of our listeners have shared warnings they received from the Lord about Friday, October 13th, through our Watchman archives. In particular, New York City has been highlighted as a potential target, and friends, it is a target. It is. Please take this prophetic warning seriously. And I encourage you, if you're watching this, share it in every way that you can, digitally, on Facebook, social media, however you get this, send it out to as many people as you can, as many groups as you can on social media. This is important. This particular broadcast that you're listening to right now, this Morningstar Journal News alert, this MSJN alert. Now, it is scary, the current president that we have, even though he has come out, and I do appreciate that he has, and so has Secretary of State Blinken, made a pretty strong statement. I just hope it's more than words in support of Israel. It's likely no accident that the Biden administration recently unfroze $6 billion in Iranian assets. While Biden claims this money was spent only, or is to only be spent, on humanitarian supplies like food and medicine, money, okay, is fungible. In other words, that means that even if the money that was spent on food or other supplies, this would only serve to free up other money or additional $6 billion in their budget to spend on their anti-Israel and anti-American terrorist agenda. Iran is often, in their chambers of government, been known for chanting death to America and death to Israel. They refer to the two nations as the little Satan and the great Satan. So, support for Iran from both the Obama and Biden administrations is a major component in what made this attack possible. Coupling that with the Afghan pullout, it has destabilized the region. It's emboldened despots and dictators to take actions they wouldn't have under the previous administration. When there is weakness in Washington, D.C., you see things like wars in Eastern Europe and now war in the Middle East break out. Now, while Biden freed up these assets, Obama failed in the Iranian nuclear deal. If you remember, President Trump canceled it. Then Biden came back in office and tried to reinstitute it. And this allows Iran to resume many aspects of its nuclear development program. A nation that is already incredibly rich in crude oil does not need to produce energy with nuclear power. Hello. Unfortunately, anti-Semitism has been on the rise in America because leftism is on the rise. And some of the, just a handful of American congressmen and women have put the Palestinian flag outside or inside their offices and have not been willing to verbally condemn the beheading of infants. And I think we, and I'm doing it now, we should call for the resignation of these politicians who refuse to condemn any form of terrorism. Now, unfortunately, as I said, this anti-Semitism has been on the rise here in America and abroad. Cities across America have saw these rallies. Unfortunately, many of these cities saw an even bigger show of support for the terrorist group Hamas more than they did for Israel. Now, that's not everywhere, but it is happening in some places. It is critical for American Christians to stand with Israel, not just because they're our biggest ally in the Middle East and they're a democracy, although that's a major reason, but also as a biblical mandate. And because our fellow citizens need to hear the truth that flows from a solid biblical worldview. Now, with Christians making their voices heard, we can turn the tide in 2024 and see a change in our foreign policy in the future, but we are in a very dangerous place right now as a nation with weakness in D.C., weakness in the administration. You know, President Reagan said peace through strength. When America is strong, okay, evil, despot, dictators, and rogue nations don't act like they are acting right now. This is why Morning Star Ministries, we're based in the United States, and this is why even though we are a worldwide ministry, the majority of our audience is the United States, because as goes the United States, so goes the world. And if we lose this bright and shiny city on a hill, then the world is affected. And right now we're seeing the world affected in Eastern Europe, in the Middle East, because of what happened in 2020 and who is leading this nation now. We are in a dangerous place, and many things are hanging in the balance in this next election and how it's decided. And let me just tell you, do not fall for the agenda of the anti-Trumpers or the left or even rhino Republicans who will try to get you to vote against a personality instead of voting for policy. Because if we don't get this next election right in 2024, America will never recover to the nation that we've always known and loved. Now, in other headlines, U.S. strategic oil reserves are low. The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the SPR, is at its lowest level since 1983. The reserve has only about 17 days worth of oil if the U.S. was suddenly cut off from imports from other nations and no new domestic oil sources were tapped. This is half of the historical average of 33 days that's been maintained since the 1990s. The Biden administration has drawn the SPR down in an effort to try and lower gas prices. They always do these things, by the way, at election times. You're going to see over the next year them do things that they wouldn't have done the other 3 years of the administration. They're going to step up and act like they're strong in their defense, or they're going to clamp down on illegal immigration to some degree, because at election time they want you to think they're reasonable. Don't take the bait. Biden has promised the SPR would be refilled as oil prices dropped, but oil prices have remained high. The SPR is dangerously low, especially now that there is a war in the Middle East. Guys, we've got to have an American awakening. There's already a spiritual awakening going on. I know that's happening. But we've also got to have a social, cultural, conscious awakening. Because this puts America and Europe at risk of an energy crisis, as Europe has been buying American oil after the ban was placed on buying Russian oil in response to Russia's war with Ukraine. This is a serious crisis. And if we don't get the right leaders in D.C. next year in the 2024 election, it's only going to continue to go bad. And you think the economy's bad now? If we stay home and don't vote, don't fall for that thinking that says, well, my vote counts, I'm not going to do it anyway. Don't fall for that. Your vote will matter. And remember, this is a prophetic word. If we don't get the 2024 election right, America will forever change and never go back to what we have been, the leader of the free world.
Do you want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform to let you make one super easy, then distribute it everywhere and even earn money. It's all in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start recording and creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. The Watchman on the Wall podcast has been using Spotify for Podcasters for the last 4 years, and we highly recommend it. So give it a try and download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks again for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. Any comments or suggestions you may have, you can send to thewatchmanonthewall2020@gmail.com. We encourage you to subscribe so you'll always be notified of our future episodes. Well, thanks again, and we'll see you next time on the Watchman on the Wall podcast.